All right, 844, 16 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council Member at Large. How you doing, J.P.?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. So tell me where we stand with this French Quarter thing, because I was under the impression there was two companies cleaning it, but it's only one now, correct?
Yes. So the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the residents against the mayor regarding her emergency contract. So that emergency contract disappeared, and the mayor did the right thing and reinstituted the IV waste emergency contract through December of this year. So there's one person picking up trash, one company doing the trash, while the lawsuit that Mr. Henry has against the city council still goes through the court process. And the last hearing on that case was the 5th, so yesterday.
And I hate to go over the same stuff over and over, but people have a hard time following this. Mr. Henry's beef with the city council is?
He had a contract with that the mayor signed. The council also has to sign contracts to make them valid contracts for sanitation. There were a lot of discrepancies with the Henry contract, including him being prepaid for trash pickup, which no trash company's ever been prepaid for trash pickup, him only being required to carry half a bond versus a full bond. And because of those highly irregular clauses, the council refused to sign the contract, which under the law means he has no contract. Rather than accept that, he went to a court and demanded that the court make the council sign the contract. The district court ruled in his favor, so we are at the appellate court because the council does not believe, and that's basic civics, that a court can make a legislative body vote and make the legislative body vote the way the court wants.
What does the city charter say about, for specifically, the contract with Henry Consulting?
The city charter doesn't say anything specifically about
a contract like that. I phrased the question poorly, but
the city charter is very gray when it comes to contracting, which is why when the charter is gray, much like the Constitution, you are able to determine what you want to happen in law. The law says, and this was after the original Jimmy Woods, Alvin Richard post Ida process, the first part of our term. A law was passed requiring that we have transparent public conversations about trash contracts that the council and mayor would have to jointly approve them. That law was passed in late 2022, early 2023. It was not vetoed by the mayor, and that law remained on the books for several years until Mr. Henry made this lawsuit. This was another instance in which you have people challenging laws the mayor doesn't like, and so she made the city attorney not defend the law, which required us to once again hire outside counsel to defend laws that are on the books that the mayor doesn't like.
If for whatever reason Mr. Henry wins his legal action, is he going to get some kind of back payment for this or not? Or do you know?
No. That's not the way it works. So first off, if he wins at the appellate court, it goes to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, as you've seen from the citizen contract, is more than willing to weigh on these issues because they are balance of power, legislative, executive issues. The challenge is that the timing of these contracts and the timing of these appeals, even if we were to lose at the appellate level, it is more than likely that either party is going to go to the Supreme Court, and this case could well drag into the next mayor's administration. You're not entitled to back pay for work that wasn't done, and since the emergency contract is in place and Mr. Torres is picking up trash, the city is not required to pay back pay to someone for work that wasn't completed. Further, there is a clause inside of Mr. Henry's contract in dispute which allows for termination for lack of appropriation, and when the dispute began, the council filed an ordinance to terminate the contract under its own clauses by defunding the contract. So there is a high likelihood that even if Mr. Henry were to win his case, the council would still move to terminate the contract under the language in the contract.
You know, for the average person, this sounds like a lot of legal gobbledygook and a lot of politics and this, that, and the other thing. Do you have any idea how much is going to wind up costing the taxpayers of the city this whole exercise?
Right now, the only thing that's costing the taxpayers is the council's lawyer from when Mr. Henry sued. So And honestly, it would have cost the taxpayer nothing had the mayor allowed the city attorney to defend the council in the suit, which is the city attorney's job. So right now, other than having an emergency contract in place, which considering the work that's being performed in the quarter and the fact that for the first time probably in the history of the universe, residents and businesses in the quarter agree on something, I don't think people in the quarter feel like the service they're getting, that that money is ill spent. But as I said, the only money that's being spent right now is the council defending itself because Mr. Henry sued the council.
Let me take a break.
A couple $100,000.
And I want to go back and go back to the nature of this emergency because I'm getting a lot of text on this. People still don't understand how we got to an emergency situation. We'll go back and look at that with J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council Member, 850, 10 till 7, 10 till 10, hello, 10 till 9, traffic, WWL. All right, 8:56, 4 minutes left with J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council Member at Large. J.P., just for a little bit for people that are asking, take us back to how we got to this, quote, emergency situation with trash collection in the quarter. JP, you there? You got me muted? You got me muted, maybe, JP?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm back.
That's all right. Tag me real quick how we got to this quote, so-called emergency, because I got another question to follow up with after you tell me.
Well, the only actual emergency is that when the Henry contract was declined by the council, the mayor refused to rebid it. So the mayor and council jointly agreed to hire Ivy Waste because of the Super Bowl, and they were in place to get the lawsuit resolved. The mayor manufactured a fake emergency to try and give Troy Henry the contract, and that's what the court just threw out. So we're still with Sydney.
So I see a story here posted at NOLA.com. Orleans Parish Clerk of Criminal Court is looking in a landfill for records that City Hall threw out. How hopeful are you that, and I don't know if you're going to endorse anybody for mayor or not, but how hopeful are you that the next mayor will work with the council and all of the foolishness and the shenanigans will stop?
I don't know. I mean, I'm hopeful that there are people who are running that will work with the council and turn the page on this mayor, but there are a lot of people that are running for mayor that don't think the current mayor is doing a bad job. Mm-hmm. And I would certainly tell every voter out there, pay attention to what these candidates are saying or not saying. If they aren't willing to say, I'm going to turn the page from Mayor Cantrell, that should be something that's disqualifying from my perspective. We need a clean break from this mayor.
Do you plan on endorsing anybody for mayor?
Not this time. Right now, I'm in my own race.
I have my own re-election that I'm doing,
and potentially after the primary, certainly I'll take a strong look at the candidates and see who's still there, and I'll endorse the person that I think is going to be the most different from the current mayor that we have now.
Yeah, we didn't invite you on about this, but Clerk Darren Lombard saying city workers told by Public Works Director to move official court documents, including murder and rape cases dating back to the 50s, and they just put them in a Gentilly landfill, and now they're going through the landfill to try to find them. Generally speaking, this is, in microcosm, how city government is not functioning currently. Would that be an accurate statement?
I think so. I mean, the reality is that I don't know in what universe that people thought it was appropriate to take trailers from the clerk's office to see documentation in it, and for some reason think that it was appropriate to dump that documentation in a landfill. The reality is that even if it did need to be disposed of, Tommy, that all that information has personal information, has sensitive information. If it was going to be destroyed, as a clerk would do if it was eligibly destroyed, it needs to be just shredded and disposed of properly. So it was literally just not – it was one hand not talking to the other, one hand ignoring what was supposed to happen. And it is, you're right, kind of a personification of kind of the inability of the administration to communicate with other elected officials or to work with other elected officials.
I hope we turn the page. Thank you, J.P. Morrell. Appreciate it. We come back. We're going to talk about President Trump and an executive order as it relates to name, image, likeness. We'll be back, WWL.